بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره. Previously we discussed the laws pertaining to talaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had explained that if one talaq is issued, the man is allowed to revoke that talaq and take his wife back into his nikah. If a second talaq is then issued after that, he's allowed to revoke that talaq again and take her back into the nikah. Now remember, some people have this misunderstanding that when we say a talaq is revoked, it means the talaq comes back to him. No. Talaq is revoked, meaning he may take her back as the wife, but a talaq is lost. If he issued a talaq, it's gone. There's no way you can reclaim that talaq. So he issued one talaq. During the iddah period, he tells her, I have taken you back as my wife. That one talaq that he issued, the bullet that he shot, it's gone. But the talaq is revoked, meaning they make up and they continue living as husband and wife. Now Allah speaks of the third talaq. We spoke about the first and the second one. What happens if he issued the third talaq? Firstly, we must understand that how does one issue? There's also a method. When the man and husband decide now that they need to part ways, and talaq must be issued. Talaq must be issued, or should be issued, in a state of purity. Not when the woman is experiencing her hayz. Not when she is in a state of impurity. Talaq must be issued while she is in a state of purity, such a state of purity in which he did not have intercourse with her. That is the best method of issuing talaq. But if he does issue talaq in a state of impurity, it is a sin. He has committed an illegal act, but the talaq is effective. Talaq will take place. It does not mean because it was unlawful for him to issue the talaq at that time, the talaq will not be valid. It will be valid. Some people might ask that it's unlawful, but how is it valid? To understand, let us cite an example. One is a person is shot with a gun. He is shot legally. Legally meaning he committed a crime that demands he should be killed. For example, he committed murder. So he is shot and he is killed and he is shot legally. He will die. And one is another man who is shot illegally. Unlawfully he is shot. He'll still die. The full bullet will still affect him. The same applies to talaq. When the talaq is issued legally, when I say legally, while the woman is in a state of purity and he did not have intercourse with her during that state of purity, the talaq will be effected. And similarly, if it is given unlawfully, illegally, while she is in a state of hayz, in her menses, though he will be sinful and it is an illegal act, talaq will still be effective. Moving on to the third talaq, and a very important thing that we should understand over here, that issuing three talaqs at once is also unlawful. It is known as talaq al-bid'ah, where a person issues three talaqs at once. He says that to his wife, Zayd says to his wife, I have given you three talaqs, or you are talaq, 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 or take your three talaqs and go. This is totally haram and forbidden in Islam, but all three talaqs will be effective. Again, it's illegal to do so. But if he does so, all three talaqs will take place. Three talaqs given will equal three talaqs. Allah speaks of the third talaq. What happens now? Three talaqs were issued. Now what happens? فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا Allah says, now if he gives a talaq, that is the third one. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ Now she has become totally haram for him. He has become haram for her. She has become haram for him. The two of them are not allowed to remarry again until hatta tankiha zawjan ghayra, until she goes, she gets married to another man, that man has intercourse with her, he consummates the nikah, he then gives her talaq, she sits in idda, and once her idda terminates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then she becomes halal for the first husband. This process is called the process of halala. Halala. Right? So after the third talaq, finish, done. They are haram for each other until she goes, gets married to another man, he has intercourse with her, He issues her with a talaq. She sits in the iddah of the talaq. Once her iddah terminates, then the first husband can marry her and he will have three talaqs once again. So this is what Allah explains. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. If he gives her the third talaq, she is totally forbidden for him. She is not halal for him. مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. Until she goes and gets married to another man. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا. If the second husband gives her talaq, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا. Then the two of them, there's no sin for the first husband and the wife. Now there's no sin for them to reconcile and to get back together. إِنْ ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. If they are convinced, they will uphold the limits of Allah. They mustn't go back to their old ways. If they are convinced that, listen, this time we will make it work, we will observe each other's rights, and we will maintain the limits set by Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they are convinced about this, then there's no sin in the two of them remarrying and getting back together. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Allah reminds us for a second time, these are the limits set by Allah. يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies and explains these limits and these injunctions of His for a people who have knowledge. May Allah grant us the understanding.